Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Fast and you do what you want.
Talk that shit.
I guess I'm doing what I want. Hope you doing what you want.
Talk that shit.
What you want?
I don't know.
My new bitch look like Halle Berry, but she don't love me, she too scary. My old bitch front like Jackie Brown. I wanna know but she too down. Will you be my leading lady?
Will you be my leading lady, baby? I'm
on a contract, girl, no, maybe. In the meantime,
guess I'm doing what I want.
It's the meantime.
Hope you know what you want.
Maybe I'll love myself, I don't know. Leave me here, I'll fuck myself. See me in the mirror, I duck myself. Don't need much, I'll fuck my wealth.
Been a few hours, but it felt like days. Only been days, but it felt like months. I've been gone for a year, only moved like once. Life moves fast when you do what you want. I guess I'm doing what I want. What you want?
It's a smooth motherfucker right there, you hear me?
Play it out.
Crib by the beach like Odell. No, my mom, my killers don't tell.
Killers don't tell.
Shut down my mom, got the Louis off the shelf.
Took the Louis off the shelf.
Now my bitch addicted to Chanel.
You addicted to CC?
Will you be my lady?
You addicted to CC, baby?
Yes, she is.
Let me take you to CC?
Yeah.
In the meantime, listen, man. Listen, man, it's going down, man. You're now tuned into $1 million worth of game today. We got the one. We got the only. Listen, man. We got Brent in the building, man. Brent is in the building. He's in the building. It's good. Listen, man.
See.
Brent, listen.
Hold on, let me put my fucking headphones on to see. You know Brent. You know what I mean? I know motherfucking Christopher.
Hold on.
You know what I mean? Christopher, who back in the day fell in love with McKenzie.
Ooh.
Hey, that's the nigga I know, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, took it to medieval times on the first date because he was trying to get mid fucking evil afterwards.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's the nigga I know, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I don't know this nigga Brent and all. That's that new shit. Me and him go back. I'm talking about back.
But he didn't go by himself. Who took him there? Mom took him there.
His mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
They took him there.
Miss Jeanette?
Yeah, she took him there.
Yeah, Miss Jeanette a motherfucker, man. Good people, man.
Took him there.
Yeah,
you
know
what I'm saying? Why you go to medieval times, though, with him?
Because he was trying to get medieval afterwards.
That was a spot back in the day. That was a spot. When you 10, 11? Man, what? That's the spot right there.
What happened to McKenzie?
I don't know.
You don't know? How you don't know what happened to her?
I don't know.
It just stopped?
Yes, I don't remember.
Damn, it's been that many, huh?
Now, wait.
He like, I'm like Will Chamberlain, man.
How the fuck y'all knew
that? Yeah, we know shit. We know people
that know people.
What the fuck?
You know what I mean? we just, a lot of people, for those who don't know, you know what I mean? You know, it depends on where he want to pick, you know, Baltimore, Columbia. It depends. What you repping, B-more?
Columbia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you was born in Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? For those that don't know, he was born in B-more. You understand? You know what part? Was it east side, west side?
West side. Going far.
Oh, damn. I just going to say east side. He represented the west side.
I represent the west side of Baltimore.
So, you know, it's a different thing going on.
West side where the fly niggas from.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
East side of Baltimore, them grinding
niggas.
No,
that's where it go down at. But whatever the case may be.
Yeah, sneaks.
Whatever the case may be. My new bitch is like, you know, Halle Berry. Where did that come from?
I had this girl I was seeing for a little bit. She looked smack like young Halle Berry.
And how was it? How was it with her?
It was cool.
Yeah.
We kicked it for a little bit, but after a while, that shit ain't work out type of thing.
You let that go? Young Halle Berry?
Started tripping on me and shit, bro.
Why she was tripping on you, bro?
Jealous, man.
Talking to that mic. You said,
pull that mic, yeah.
You said jealousy? Turn him up a little bit, the mic. You said jealous?
Yeah, she got jealous and shit. I brought her out to Atlanta, kicked it and shit. And then she started getting jealous of every chick that was around type shit. I had to leave that alone.
So you made a song about it. So that's what you do as an artist when you just go in the booth and express your feelings?
Yeah, whatever I get inspired by type of shit.
That's what's up. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you'll hear artists say, yeah, man, I just was, you know, I had to take a break. And, you know, I had a lot of shit going on in my life. And to me, I'm just keeping it real. I don't really understand that.
No,
I don't understand when artists say that, because it's like, when you got shit going on in your life, that's when you're supposed to hit the studio, because you express what's going on at that time. Mm. That's when you make your best records, when you got real shit going on, and you able to go to that studio, and it's like, okay, I got real shit going on in my life, but when I hit this studio, it's like, this my sanctuary. This when I get be able to release, let all of this shit go and express how I feel on the beat and come up with some great shit. So when artists be like, yeah, man, I was just going through shit and I had to fall back and get my mind right. Like, you never had to get your mind right when you were starting off.
I think everybody process different, though. Like, for me, it depends how much time you taking. If you going through some shit and you need a motherfucking month or two, whatever the fuck, to get that shit together, that's cool. But, like, don't be taking no, like, I need to duck off for no year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years type shit.
Right.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either, but let me just say this.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
So
I want to know how the fuck you knew about a date I went on when I was 10.
We know people,
man.
We do our research.
You know, we do our research, bro.
That's,
you know what I mean?
He like, how the fuck you know about that?
Because we do one thing about us, man. We do our research, man.
I see.
You know what I mean?
What do a date look like these days for Brett?
I mean, a little. My peoples don't be there and shit.
Yeah, we know that.
A little different, but. Honestly, it depends on the situation. If it's like some cool shit, then we just smoke. If it's some like, I'm really trying to get to know shorty, this about to be like some, I want to see what's up. Like if it's a future or some shit like that, then I'll probably do the work. So I do like some crazy dinner or some shit like that.
What's the biggest thing you ever bought a female that you was dealing with?
I don't really went crazy at Chanel.
Oh, at CC. They love CC. And what's crazy?
I went to Chanel price, man, like a cool like 40.
Damn, you finished 40 on? Okay.
Yeah, like, nigga, that's crazy. You talking about not too crazy.
Only, I said not too crazy because if I'm shopping for myself, I do shit like that all the time. But like on somebody else, like I ain't never like, that's probably the most.
And what happened to her? What happened with her?
Still good. We cool.
Okay. Oh, okay. Better than shit. Yeah, spend 40.
Come on.
That's what's up, man. So when you going in the studio and you recording, like, what's the process in that?
Sometimes I write, but it depends like what I'm working on in particular. Like a lot of times, like you said, like if I really got some shit on my heart, I go in the studio and just freestyle that bitch, just let it out type of shit. Then sometimes it's a production day. Like, I'll go in and I really just feel like being on the beats.
Yeah,
I'm just like, I just want to fuck around. And then from there, like a song.
Oh, so you do your production too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. So you do the production and the writing? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a... Oh, this nigga's are eating me.
That nigga's a motherfucking man.
Yeah, motherfucker.
It's a team of us. I definitely got my collaborators I work with.
Yeah, you know, everybody got that. But the fact that you do get some writer's credit and some production credit.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, that's huge, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I commend you for that because, you know, a lot of artists don't get to eat in that light. Hand me that lighter right there. A lot, you know what I'm saying? They just go in, they got somebody producing for them, they got somebody writing for them, and you know that they get the artist money, but they don't never get the back end money. You know what I'm saying?
I started off kind of doing everything by myself, so when I got into a situation where I could meet motherfuckers that knew how to play instruments and engineer and write and shit like that, I was just happy to get some help.
Shit. You know what's crazy? When you look at you topping the charts, right? Billboard chart and all that, you're doing your thing. How do it feel being independent doing that? You know, because a lot of people, you know, when you hear the word independent, a lot of people throw that word around, but, you know, what is independence to you? Like, you know, what is that? What is your independence?
I think creatively being able to control the narrative and make what I want to make. But shit, also, like, knowing that, like, when it's all said and done, if somebody need to use my shit for a movie or somebody want to sample my shit or put this on there, it ain't outside motherfuckers you got to go through. So I think it's just being able to control the narrative and do what I want and knowing that the work that we put so much into, we get all of that shit back. The idea motherfuckers I ain't never met getting percentages off my shit just don't make no sense to me.
All right, now, you know, in this game, we have this new, you got the new thing, and you have what people out here calling fake independence, like it'd be ghost supporters and all that stuff behind things. What makes your shit different? Because, you know, a lot of times you got a lot of people out here that some people be signed to a label and acting like they're independent and won't say nothing. They won't make the announcement and they're moved because they get more of the organic support, it seemed like. Right. But for real, they signed to a label and they got them.
That's just fucking hilarious to me.
Okay.
If I had a bag, everybody and their mama would know, bro. I'm not the type of nigga to have some fucking money and be like, well, that just don't make no sense. Why look like you struggling if you ain't struggling? Like, it's so much shit. Reason I don't got videos is because niggas ain't had a budget to pay for it. Reason I ain't have, early on, bro, this shit was like a struggle. Niggas could vouch, bro. Niggas was sleeping on floors, bro, like on a hardwood floor in a closet, bro. Like, not even a couch. So I didn't even have a couch at his spot, bro. Niggas was sleeping on the floor. Put 4 or 5 blankets on the motherfucking floor just to sleep there and then wake up and go to the studio. Like, bro, if niggas, I don't understand that shit. If motherfuckers is giving you a bag, be proud of the fucking bag that you got. That shit don't make no sense to me.
So
it was not easy. This shit just started really like going like that. You know what I'm saying?
So it was an interview where Joe Budden said that you wasn't truly independent. Is you are truly independent though?
He said that.
Yeah, I said I could have. I'm not mistaken. I thought he said. I might be mistaken though.
No,
hey man, I never met that man in my life.
Oh, okay. But you are truly independent.
Man, absolutely.
Oh, okay. That's what
absolutely,
I'm
saying. Bro. Oh, that shit hilarious, bro. It's wild to think niggas got to the level to the point where motherfuckers think niggas fake the funk. I feel like that shit is just kind of like, damn, like, niggas is really doing it. If motherfuckers think that you got damn, like, because this motherfucker's like a vouch. Niggas seen how I was living. Yeah. Every spot I moved into, every motherfucking opportunity a nigga got. So if you get to the level where, like, you doing your thing to the point where motherfuckers you ain't never met is saying that you ain't really earned your shit, that's how you know you must be killing the game.
Now, this is the thing. B, listen. When was it that turn came? Because you went from sleeping on floors, being fucked up out here, people singing your music, but at the same time, you fucked up. You know, when did it turn? When did the turn hit when you start seeing some, like, okay.
Fuck the world. When Fuck the World dropped and COVID happened, everybody was in the house, so everybody was streaming and shit. So then the fact that everybody was stuck in the house streaming music and I had a project that dropped right before the pandemic happened, it was like, it was one of the last new projects to really drop before that shift took place. So motherfuckers was just in the house streaming crazy. So I think everybody, like, not being able to go outside and listen to shit in the club, they had to listen to some smooth shit. So this was the best opportunity type shit. I guess, like, when that came out, everybody was just like, this is what we on. This is what we listen to. This is the new wave.
So COVID, it was a fucked up situation, but it kind of helped you as well.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't perform. I couldn't shoot videos. There's a lot of stuff I couldn't do, but But them, that stream money hitting, that shit was like, damn.
He was like, bet.
Bro, I was what? Niggas, last first time nigga, like, bought a car, first time nigga, like, first time I really started seeing money like that, for real, was in the middle of a pandemic. So I started going crazy in the middle of a pandemic. Catching flights everywhere, wilding.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. That's the first time a lot of niggas see somebody, though.
But it's funny because that's the same time a lot of niggas was down bad. So the same time motherfuckers ain't making no money, the same time a lot of niggas is coming up.
No, but I don't know how it was in other cities, but in the city of Philadelphia, niggas had the greatest time of their life during COVID other than the sickness and the death, because niggas was getting checks out of no fucking way. Motherfucking Trump was giving up checks and shit. These motherfuckers was running around here buying rollies and all kinds of shit. Motherfuckers in the hospital with COVID with their rollie on. They ain't give a fuck. So these niggas was running around here fucking that money up. Now the streets is back dry.
Bro, you seen Rodeo. Every hood in L.A. was out Rodeo and shit. That shit was going nuts.
Yeah, that shit was going stupid.
I knew it was crazy out here when I went to the Louis Vuitton store with my motherfucking wife. And that motherfucking that line was 2 blocks long, and it wasn't a nigga in line that looked like he ever bought Louis Vuitton in his fucking life. Everybody looked like this was the first time they was buying Louis, and they fucking everybody in line. I'm like, wait, this shit crazy. Like, niggas was getting free money out this motherfucker. But so you come up during COVID.
But what's surprising to me is, hold up, when you did the song with Shy Glizzy and Black. You heard? You remember that song?
With
Gold Link. Gold Link. What? It was a big song. Yeah. So how do you go from that and just like, not, you know, and you were struggling? Like, how do it come from that?
Bro, you know the labels don't pay nobody. But that was more just like I wasn't even expecting the shit to do that. I had never met, bro, so when we got in the studio and did the record, I was just thinking, he from round the way, we gonna get on the song type shit. He threw Glizzy on it, then that bitch just blew the fuck up. After that shit happened, niggas really wasn't getting paid like that, bro, because it was like, you know how that shit go. The labels, they do whatever the fuck they want to do. He signed, so I wouldn't sign, so I don't know how the motherfuckers do that shit. But, so after that, motherfuckers kept hitting me for features, trying to get me on hooks and shit to be the hook guy and all that shit, but I cared about, like, there's a certain way I want to be presented in a certain type of music I'm trying to make. I don't want people to know me for collaborations before knowing me, like, as my own artist. So I didn't want to just do feature after feature and still don't got no album out type shit. So after that shit happened, I just kind of took a break. Did Sonder, dropped a solo album, dropped, like, more projects just on my own. And then from there, I was like, all right, now it's time to collaborate so I could just establish this identity as my own shit. So now, like, you get more leverage when you get in the room type shit. So motherfuckers know you, like, this is your sound, this is how you make music. They give you more control over, like, hey, bro, just produce it. Go ahead, do your thing. I ain't want to be no hook guy, and I just hop on any beat and got to do it like, I don't like that.
I know that was hard knowing you needed the bread.
Yeah.
And you turning down fucking money. So when it comes to the game and just your career, you wouldn't be where you at now. You think if you was just doing all these fucking hooks and just taking the money, do you think you'll be where you at now?
Bro, I'd probably be. It's no telling. Like, on one end, I could be like, man, this shit wouldn't be what it was. And on another end, I would be a way bigger artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know it's a lot of shit that I could have did or moves I could have made to be at a different space, but that's not what I want to be in.
All right,
so
now.
The fact that I'm here on my own time is like, cool. I made something work. Did something right.
This episode of $1 Million Worth of Game is brought to you by Rap Radar. Listen, man, I'm telling you, listen, it's going down. Rap Radar is finally back and bigger than ever. Famed journalists Elliot Wilson and Brian B. Miller are bringing you definitive conversations on music and culture with the biggest names in hip hop. Now at its new home, Interval Presents. For the first time, Rap Radar is available on every platform. So listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, man, listen, man, you talking about Rap Radar, you know, they bring some of the greatest interviews before, you know, Elliot Wilson, you know, B-Dot, they always do their thing. They doing their thing.
Shout out to them, man. They legends in the game.
Salute to them. They doing their thing, man. But this is what it's about. Just seeing people do it, man. It's enough space for everybody out here to make it happen. But definitely check out Rap Radar now. I'm talking about wherever you listen to podcasts, but it's definitely on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and wherever you get your stuff. I'm talking about this on every podcast. Finally, Rap Radar. When you say independent, a lot of people don't understand. Independent means you spending your own money. But Wasteland, how much money did you spend already? for Wasteland, this one album.
I don't even know what the budget was. We had a good ass budget though, because the last shit did so good that like we was able to like really put back behind this shit.
Is you over a million?
Yeah.
And where do the money go to? So for a person that's trying to understand this independent game, because everybody think I'm independent means just I'm putting my shit on visuals,
creatives, marketing, promotion. Like everybody that I got on my team, I pay from my security to my. This ain't no like some shit is just set up and then I'm. This is all within a certain account. I got this account for that, that account for that, that account for that, and pay everybody accordingly type shit. So even motherfuckers that we got on retainer that just do certain shit, you make my merch, I got to pay you up front. I got to pay you on the back end. You make this, I got to pay you up front, or I got to pay you on the back end. Like, so this shit is for every little thing, niggas got to pay for it.
And how important is merch?
That's, as an independent artist, that shit is like dumb important. Merch is like everything. Because I don't tour that often. I'm not like, I don't have a heavy touring presence. So like merch and shit like that is like a lot of this shit.
Now, the reason I asked this question, right, because, you know, I'm always trying to educate the viewer, because everybody's doing music now, and everybody feels as though they're independent, I own my stuff, and this and that third, but nobody really talks about how much fucking money you got to kick out. And that, no, and I stress that because, like, we're going to be straight up, independent ain't for everybody. Everybody's not built for that. Because, you know, you could do it, you could try, but... Some people going to take that money. Like him, he said, I'm going to get that deal. I'm going to take that money. But then he also later on wind up becoming independent.
Yeah.
And making it, but he was more experienced than me.
I'm an artist first, right? Like before I even knew anything about the business, I was never no get money type nigga before getting into like this music shit. I wasn't one of them motherfuckers. You know, certain people be like, man, when I was 17, I had $100,000. Like I was not on that type of. I was a broke ass nigga with broke ass friends that wanted to kick it and make music and shit like that. So I was never business savvy, prior to getting into this music shit. So a lot of what I learned through trial and error. So it's a lot of money I spent and had to like be fucked up real quick and had to figure that shit out. It's a lot of like opportunities that I didn't take and I'm like, damn, I should have did that shit. That would have been a little cash grab. So now that like niggas got the capital to back whatever creative vision I have. A lot of times the issue is like internally. So it'll be like me, I have an idea and I'm like, man, I got this crazy creative vision. I want to execute this shit to elevate the music and all this type of shit I want to do. And then I look at the bread and I'm like, I got to make like, for me, creative like sacrifices to be able to afford doing shit I want to do. But that's just like, I guess that just come with the cost of doing business. Because the ideas that you got are going to be so grandiose that just even to scale them bitches down is going to cost bread.
All right, I'm going to throw some words out there, and I want you to, you know, give me your feedback. You break it down. You know, on Instagram, in this day and time, a lot of people use words to either get attention to themselves, play victim, whatever. And I'm going to just throw some words out there, and you give me your feedback on it, you know.
Can I play this game, too?
Yeah, you can play the game, too.
Shit.
But I'm going to start. Toxic. Toxic.
Man, that's Twitter. That's just what I think when I hear that word.
What you mean?
Twitter. To me, that's like some, like... I know some Twitter shit. Like, motherfuckers in casual conversation would never use the word toxic or this, that, and the third. Like, I don't know where all that shit came from.
Real talk. I said that before. I don't know where a lot of these motherfucking words come from. But, you know. Like,
I mean, I know it's a word. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody, yeah, I mean, I know it's a word, but I'm just saying in context.
To be so right. Overly used in when speaking about relationships and shit like that, to me, that's like, all right, you kind of just adding shit to it now. Like, just because you're not getting what you want out of the situation don't mean some shit is toxic or some shit is like, I don't know. I don't like that shit. I feel like toxic should be reserved for abuse or manipulation, not just on some, man, that nigga ain't want to take me to dinner. He toxic. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I don't really subscribe to that shit.
Okay, so, all right. What could you say? Gaslighting.
Twitter.
Now, why though? Why? Give me the game. Why?
Bro, it's the same thing, bro. Like, gaslighting. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I wasn't even aware of what the... I had never even heard the term before.
Me neither.
Until, like, I did some research after everybody kept saying this shit. And I'm like, damn, y'all really like how this sound, huh? You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck does gaslighting mean?
Could you break it down?
Like throwing some fire on some shit?
No, listen.
Gaslighting is like, all right, say I see something and you saying, you ain't see that. No, that's not what you saw. Now you tripping, that's not what you saw. Now you tripping, that's not what you think it is. That's gaslighting.
Oh, man.
It's deep. Now, what about, is it a difference between healing and IG healing?
Yeah, if you're really healing, you're not going to be on IG. Them two things contradict each other.
And let me just tell you, can I just say this? I just want to get this off my fucking chest. All you women that be doing the little videos where y'all walking and y'all got the shit playing and it's saying shit like, I'm moving on to tomorrow and fuck yesterday. And it got these, you only talking to one motherfucking person, all right? The nigga that did you dirty, the girlfriend that you arguing with. Y'all trying to make this shit bigger than what it really is when you only talking to one fucking person. Nigga done did you dirty. Now you do a video, you walking. I ain't worrying about yesterday. I'm moving into tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be greater. The sun will shine. You only talking to one motherfucking person. Fuck all my haters. Everybody. You talking to one person, that shit's not that deep, man. You could have left that shit off the ground.
Everybody know that shit, so everybody know you talking to the same motherfucker that you was just posting last week, 2 weeks ago. Everybody know that shit, bro.
Right.
But it's like, we let you get that shit off because you cute, you know what I'm saying? Right.
But it'd be like,
just don't want to see that shit,
bro. Right, but it'd be like, you know that they only talking to one person. Like, you only talking to a group of people. You had a little disagreement with your girlfriends, and now this is how you feel shit.
It'd be over bullshit. You and your girlfriends going on vacation together, some shit like that. And then you end up not being cool with the one friend no more because she done said some shit you ain't like or ain't want to pay her way or got caught up with some nigga and left y'all asses somewhere. Bro, it be shit that don't make no difference.
Or it be a lot of times it be because they was splitting that motherfucking room and one bitch ran out of money.
You know she was broke before y'all went. If that's your real friend, you know she already broke. Why the fuck you going to trip with her ass then?
Talk that shit.
And then you want to bitch about it on the gram and on Twitter, this, that, and the third. Motherfuckers don't care about that shit.
Right.
But you look good, though, so I'm going to still say what's up.
But before you took her, you knew she was the broke fun bitch. That's why you took her, because she's fun. But you knew she was fucking busted and disgusted. She was dead pop like a fucking stolen car. Like, so why y'all mad at her then when you knew she was broke? You had to ask the bitch 11 times before y'all got on the plane. Keisha, you got your money? Did such and such give you the little money too? All right, cool. So now they get down there, she fucked up. She one brought all the fun to the fucking trip. She just fucked up. She broke. Shit.
That shit deep. But you know,
that's gaslighting. Make you feel like she ain't broke when you know she broke. That's the real gaslighting.
Now, this the whole twist though, like.
So what's catfishing?
What's catfishing?
Catfishing,
filters or some shit.
Yeah, it's she don't really look like that.
Oh,
you ever been catfished before?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been catfished before.
Yo, what the fuck you mean?
You talking about what a chick did look like? What she looked like on social media?
It was still, but
wait, that's what it mean. Like a chick on social media, and then you see her in real life, and she don't look like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been catfished. Hey, listen, you was fucking mad.
But I know some motherfuckers that get real life catfish. Like some motherfuckers when the real catfish, that term stems from when you go to meet somebody online and that's not the whole different person. Like it's not the same individual.
Oh no, listen, that it was him. She was the same person, but she wasn't the same person. You hear me? Like it was the same motherfucker off the gram, but in person it was like, yo, he was mad as shit.
So what happened? Did you still entertain
him? No, he got rid of that bitch. He was mad as shit.
Listen, you know what's crazy about it, right?
He said, bitch, he kept saying the bitch had a strong face. Man, that bitch's face was strong. That bitch.
You know what's crazy?
That bitch had a Lawrence Taylor face.
He lied. But listen, he lied.
I'm not lying. He was mad as shit. But listen, the ass was everything the ass said it was going to be. But the face, oh. This bitch looked like Robert Parrish in the face. You remember the chief from the Boston Celtics? Oh, man. This bitch was, oh, my God. She had a strong face, man.
But like,
you
brought her outside, or was this
like, no.
She came to him, and when she got there,
it was like
she walked up and she was like, "Wallow." That nigga was like,
That's why it's good that you link up in a neutral location. You feel me? If it's the first time you fucked around, you met her off the gram, and she pulled up to where you staying at.
Oh no, it wasn't that type.
No, it wasn't that type.
Ain't nobody doing that. But this the thing. I'm gonna ask, you know, like I'm asking both of y'all a question. The Instagram fuck up relationships.
I mean, relationships been fucked up long before Instagram.
But did it add to it? Did it agitate more?
It ain't help shit. It's now you constantly looking outside your shit. So like, niggas is gonna constantly look at a bitch that's better. Bitches gonna constantly look at a nigga that got more money. It's that constant just comparison and goals and all that shit. That shit done fucked it up way worse.
I think it fucked it up because at the end of the day, motherfuckers be measuring their lives compared to other people's lives. You feel what I'm saying? And 9 out of 10 of these motherfuckers is capping. I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick. These motherfuckers is capping. It's all an illusion. This shit ain't really what it seemed to be. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, you got a bunch of women that a lot of times you just see them here, you see them near, you see them near, you see them here. She on this trip, she here. Yes, a lot of times she's a whore.
Everywhere. Shorty, everywhere.
She flying out. She getting the leather fucked off her. The only thing they leaving on the bed is the zippers, and then she flying back home. You know, and then for me, if you a woman, right? Let me just kind of get a woman some game. If you a woman, right, and you know, you fuck, you doing your thing, and niggas fly you all over, and stop showing the nigga back. Stop showing the nigga feet. If you can't show the nigga face, just don't show the nigga at all, man.
Facts. Nobody wants to see that shit.
Right.
I clicked on your story to see some ass and titties, and you got a nigga back on there.
But you can't. Yeah, but you can't even. You saying shit like, me and my baby on vacation, but you can't never show your baby because he'll black your fucking eyes.
Yeah, but it's kind of showing that you feel me?
You like, can't never show the nigga.
It's
he 1,000 yards away. You take a picture. That's my baby.
It's showing that you got flued out by a nigga that don't want to claim you.
Absolutely.
It's not. It don't look like you just having fun and you living your life. It look like you got flued up by a nigga that don't want to claim.
Thank you. You're embarrassing yourself.
Because you would have been better off just posting pics of yourself on the beach and shit. Why you had to have little hints of a nigga in there?
Right.
That don't want to claim you. It might already got a wifey.
Right. That shit just don't. It's not a good look. It don't make me want to take you on a trip and be the nigga that got my toes and my back in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It don't make me want to like. It's like you kind of fucked it up now. Like I pictured you bossy by yourself. At least you feel me. Like pay for your own trip and did your own. Well, now it just shows that you had a nigga fly you out that don't like you like that.
Right? Because you, I mean, at the end of the day, you wasn't for life. You was just for the night. You know what I mean? You might be a glizzy gladiator, like my man Wallow over there.
Get the fuck out of here. Now let me ask you a question.
That was an inside joke.
Yeah, he's a fucking nut.
This episode of Million Dollars Worth of Game is brought to you by Roman.
Roman.
Testosterone is an important part of a man's body and health, but men's testosterone starts to deplete with age.
Like yours. So that's why you're using it. But go ahead.
I mean, sometimes. Which is why it's important for you to supply it early. Signs of low T can include a decline in energy, stamina, weight gain, hair loss, and low sex drive. Like, that's what he suffers from, low sex drive. Roman's testosterone support supplies were designed by real doctors to help men maintain their body's natural testosterone production. The daily supplement includes 6 nutrients to help support testosterone levels, bone health, and muscle development. Who wouldn't want to have a proper levels of testosterone in their body? So go to GetRoman.com/game to get $15 off your first order of Roman T support. That's GetRoman.com/game. GetRoman.com/game. Get $15 off.
Right. Let me ask you a question, though. Like, so how do it go? Chick sliding your DM? Do they pay to get flown out? Do you pay or are they paying to get flown out?
I've gotten flights before, but a lot of them pay for their own flights, their own hotels, shit like that. If it's like,
oh, you a vicious nigga.
No, I mean, if it's something that like I hear, I'm like, yo, like when, but I travel so much anyway that it's like before I fly you out, I'm bound to like be in your city at some point type shit.
How, like, do you wake up? Because I seen you on the balcony, man, and it was like 2,000 women out there, man. And they were screaming and losing their mind. Like, how many times out the week do you wake up and be like, I can't believe this shit, man?
Every day. For real. That shit be fucking me up. I'm like, what?
Bam! Like, just... Like, you was on the balcony. They was going crazy, man.
I'll be anywhere, man. I go to the store. I go to the airport. I go, it don't matter. Type shit. I could be sitting in a restaurant or some shit. So serving the food is like, what's up? Just be love.
Do it ever get them to a town where it's dope by you being single, you feel lonely?
Fuck no, man.
Oh, no. I
say it get more lonely when you by yourself, right? Because it's constant stimulation. If you go outside and everybody tell you they love you, it make outside look real appealing. To the point where, like, when you finally in the crib and you by yourself, you just feel bored as shit. Like, I just be in the house bored sometimes. Like, damn, I'm bored as fuck.
That's a part of life. Yeah. I be in the house with my wife and be bored as fuck.
It's just so much love outside that I just be, like, wanting to go outside. But I'm not even naturally like that, though. I'm a natural introvert. So the fact that I've started to love being outside, like, that shit not even natural type shit.
Well, you love to be in the house.
Yeah, naturally. So that's the... I know something off when I start being bored in the house.
Yo, that... You know what's crazy? That word got extremely popular too. Introvert. I'm introvert. That got extremely popular.
Yeah, I never heard
too.
That growing up either.
But you can't be... Like, they'll say I'm an introvert, but be on the gram with the ass out. So I don't know. Do that mix?
That's not the same. Because if you introvert, that means it can just be you... In your phone. So like a chick might want to shake her ass, but she's by herself, so she's an introvert. Versus a chick that want to be outside throwing ass, that's not very introverted.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was deep. I mean, because you know it, that was a word that just blew up too. A lot of these words is blowing up.
But social media, that's how it go though. You got a lot of people who are introverted who have active and wild personalities on social media, because it's just the phone. But then you meet them outside, they mad awkward and shit.
So what you're saying is, for those people, when they're alone, it's more confidence?
Yeah. I guess it just depends on where you get your energy. Some people get their energy from other people. They thrive off the energy of others. And that shit can just fuel everything they do. Some people, other people drain their energy, so they just can't be around other people. Like, they gotta... I like to recharge my batteries, like, inside. Like, I can't be outside. The moment I'm outside too much, my discomfort start to show.
What about people that say, you know, they get the energy from the earth and from the sun and all that? You believe in that?
Yeah. I mean, this is where we live. You know what I'm saying? This is what we come from.
That's me. I'm one with the earth.
Yeah.
I'm brother nature.
I don't believe in that shit.
I'm brother nature. I like this. I go sit in the backyard.
At niggas like, that might be some deep, dark, dumb shit.
Nah, look, because every other organism get their energy from the sun.
From the sun.
You know what I'm saying?
So you remember when I be in the back with my feet in the grass and just sitting there, and you like, why is you there? I'm brother nature. So I got to do things like that. Like right now, I'm currently practicing being, you know, I'm celibate. And how do you feel about that? Have you ever went through a moment where you was like that?
First of all, you say that right. Why would you do that?
Like he always.
You was just celibate for 20 years. Did you get some ass in jail?
Yeah, I fucked the guard in there.
A woman guard or a male guard?
Fuck a woman guard. Fuck out of here.
I'm just saying, I ain't judging you, guys.
You already know. You knew I was.
Was it Tanya or Tony?
She's a come hook. Come on, you already know what time it is. Stop fucking.
So I'm just saying. So have you ever heard a motherfucker that's been locked up whose dick has been in handcuffs and shackles for 20 years come home from jail and say he want to be celibate?
I'm be real. I feel like he's probably more accustomed to that. Like, I feel like if you got to go through long periods where you not fucking nothing, then you're gonna be a lot better at that shit than somebody that wasn't locked up.
Damn, he said you a lot better at not getting pussy than you is at getting pussy. No, don't clean that shit up.
Your discipline gonna be different. Type
you ain't got to clean that shit up. He's a veteran at not getting pussy.
But was it ever a time when you thought about that, being celibate and just connecting with the earth?
Did you see them bitches in the...
Bro, it's times where I feel like I should do that shit because niggas just be doing too fucking much, but I don't have the discipline to do that.
Well, why the fuck would you think that when you them bitches looking up to them? Brett, I would never thought about throwing my dick on the shelf. Like, bro, I'm single and it's 2,000 bitches that screaming.
That shit come with stress, you feel me? When it's like, a chick every
with stress
every week falling in love or saying that they got your baby or something like, man. Bro, that should be stressful, bro. That should be like, I shouldn't have done it.
How many you be, man, having a baby scares?
All the time, bro. Every 5 minutes is a chick like, it's your baby, it's your baby. And I know myself, you know what I'm saying? So I move very protected.
So you had it up. So how they be doing that? They probably poke a joint in your gym.
Bro, I move very protected, bro. So I be knowing this bullshit. I be knowing this bullshit off the early type shit. I be like, okay, let's do the DNA. I be ready whenever. I'm always ready to go. I'm like, cool, because I'm not one of them niggas going to shy away from a baby if I might have a kid. You know what I'm saying?
You don't got no kids yet, though, right?
Nah, no kid. Oh. I don't care if I just hit it one time. You feel me? If she potentially could be having my kid, I know I fucked her. Whether it was raw or not, it don't matter. I still fucked her, so I'm still going to follow up and see what's up with it. But not some, they bullshit every fucking time, bro.
Oh, you better than me.
Nigga, then I'll be like, then it's karma. I can't sleep, bro, if I know that it could be some, I could have a kid, possibly. Mm. So I'd be like, cool, let's take DNA. Let's take the route. Then they start bullshitting. They start, nah, because you know who baby it is, bro. Every fucking time, bro.
See, for me,
he had them Jones like once a month. He's saying,
that shit's crazy.
I'm pregnant, bro.
All the time, bro. And I'm ready. I'm always ready. I ain't finna do nothing I regret. I ain't finna, like, just be out fucking wilding and knocking bitches up and be like, no, I don't play none of them type of games. Niggas wasn't raised like that. So it's like, okay, cool, it's mine. Let's see what's up. Let's follow up. Let's do the due diligence. And then they start bullshitting. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
See, you better than me when I was a young nigga. They was like, Gilly, I'm pregnant. I'm like, bitch, please. Shut up. I seen the milk in the bag, bitch. What is you talking about?
They play them games, though. That shit get real, bro. And those be the times where I'm like, I wish I had the discipline to be celibate, bro. Our niggas wouldn't have none of them issues.
I don't give a fuck if I had 44 kids. I would never be like, I'm putting my dick on the shelf.
You believe in marriage? You believe in a prenup? From the rip, they got to sign that prenup.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially in this day and time, huh?
Let me ask you a question. You believe in marriage?
Yeah.
Do they got to sign a prenup?
Without a fucking doubt, with this paper. Shit. What you came with, that's what you're leaving with.
Well, what if she said?
It's about love. It ain't about money, right? It's about love, right?
No, hold on. Okay, so what if she said, truly don't love me?
No, what the fuck you mean?
Because
if it's about love, it ain't about
whatever them. Is mine is yours.
In this day and time,
I mean, it depends if y'all came up together. If you came up with your wife, then a prenup don't make no sense because y'all done struggled anyway together. Y'all built the whole shit together. But if you come into the pitch and I done already, all you gotta do is move in. Like, yeah, sign some shit.
Sign everything.
Sign all of that. Like, you know, I'm gonna share all this. Wasn't shooting in the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
He ain't giving that paper up.
See, he talked this dumb shit. Listen, cuz talked that.
I got too many motherfuckers I take care of.
Listen. Cuz talked that dumb shit. It's like, you ain't got no motherfucking prenup. So now, I get fucking married. That 50% that I own of this company. Now, you might have to deal with them.
Shit, you crazy as shit.
Exactly, nigga, exactly.
I'll clock your bitch in the head.
If shit get crazy, you know what I mean? Now you got to...
What is you talking about, nigga?
You got to get some
paperwork. Let me get some paperwork talk about your motherfucking wife taking us to court. What? I got to come talk to you for a minute and be over. God, clock your bitch in the head.
It's crazy, though.
Hold on, wait. I would have to put up with your bitches because we run a company together.
They be coming for everything.
Oh, yeah, you ain't never getting
married. You going to a joint naked. You going to a joint naked.
Because, see, you know, too, the good person. If we ever had to put up with two, she going to only want my part. Mm-hmm. She going to tell you, no, Wilo, you keep all of yours.
No, that's what it is. But still, she has some say-so
in
the company.
I want Gilly's portion of the company.
She want a portion of your portion. So now we got another partner, bro.
I don't even like these type of hypotheticals.
See, but they real though. They real.
Well, sign that.
Yeah. See, now he up for you. Sign that.
You see how he tapped that shit like old head.
Listen, go ahead, Chris. Listen, Chris. Ty be motherfucking. Ty be like, ho, what's going on? Now Ty be like, damn man, what the fuck you didn't
do? It's too many people in my corner that wouldn't even allow me to do some dumb shit like that. Though. Like that shit ain't even. I was gonna be like, nah.
Because you said something some real crazy. You said the new
relationship. And I ain't even cut you off. I don't even care if she rich. I don't care if she papered up, shorty breaded. This is mine.
This mine, yeah.
You can have all of your shit that you want.
But what if she got more money than you? She like, no, nigga, you like sign this prenup.
It don't matter.
Like,
then when we divorce, you keep yours, I keep mine. Because what I came in this bitch, what I can leave out of here with. Yeah. We don't even gotta, we could do that shit, we married. We can piece up on shit. You buy me shit, I buy you shit. That's whatever. But like, if this shit don't work, you're not about to have yours and mine. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. No, you meet a rich bitch, she fuck you up. Baby, I need some things I need to talk to you about. Sign this prenup. Nah, nigga, you sign mine.
Yeah, sign each
other. Like you said,
sign each other.
You ain't getting none of this money.
I respect the game. Shorty got a prenup she want me to sign, I'll sign that motherfucker. Sign mine too.
This episode of $1 Million Worth of Game is brought to you by Two Loss. Manage your music business all in one place with Two Loss. Two Loss is a worldwide music distribution for independent artists and labels that's made very easy. Two Loss offers unparalleled control over your music catalog. With Two Loss, you can release your music to all major platforms as often as you want, whenever you want. Two Loss also makes collaborations easy. You can seamlessly add payment splits for each release and automatically pay your team and collaborators. Monetize your music in over 250 plus stores and services. Every week, Two Loss will be giving $100 cash to 5 random new artists who sign up with the link in the YouTube description. Take control over your music at twoloss.com. You hear me? Take control of your music right now at twoloss.com. And it's just like that.
Two Loss. Welcome to another episode of $1 Million Worth of Game Business Spotlight, where we give you the news you can use. Listen, we help you get off the couch. Gil used to be a couch warrior. You know, I help you get off the couch, so we bring people that can help other people get off the couch. Today, we got my man Will Change Live. We talking about from Ecom Degree University. What he's going to do is, he's going to give you the game, right? He's going to let you know everything you need to get an Ecom degree. You know what I mean? From Ecom University, man. And that's what it's about. But before we get started, because listen, this guy's going to give everybody's going to get a free course of the Econ game. I'm telling you, what you need to do is you need to text Amazon Game to 74121. 74121. Text Amazon Game, as you can see on the screen, to 74121. Listen, it's going down,
now,
man.
Let me just say something, because I don't talk much during these business spotlights. But the shit that this man is about to break down, it shouldn't be no more broke niggas in the world. That's all I'm saying. It should be no more broke motherfuckers in the world after he breaks this shit that he's about to break down. That's all I'm going to say.
Break it down, Will. Tell me how I get in the game. I'm sitting on the couch. I don't know nothing about Amazon.
Right.
How much money do I need to get in the game and make money like you make money? And how did you get in the game?
Hey, listen, 5 years ago, I was working at an Amazon warehouse from like 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. I only had $400 in my bank account. So what I'm about to show you right now, what I'm about to tell you right now, literally took me from working that job to a multimillionaire at 23. So take out some paper and take some notes. All right. So if you want to get started in this Amazon game, this game has been around since the 50s. This is literally the Sam Walton game. And if y'all don't know who Sam Walton is, that's the founder of Walmart, right? And why do we go to Walmart? It's not because Walmart has their own products. It's not because they create their own products. They hold the products of brands that we all love and that we all buy, right? And that's exactly what I do on Amazon. I've never created a clothing line. I've never created a revolutionary product. I'm literally selling products from big name brands like Sony, Logitech, and Fiji on the number one e-commerce marketplace in the world, which is Amazon, right? And these brands allow us to open up wholesale accounts with them, buy their products at a wholesale price, and sell them for retail on Amazon. And that's how we've been able to make millions of dollars online. And anyone can do this. All you need is an LLC and a reseller's permit. LLC, easy. Go to the Secretary of State website for whatever state that you live in. In Georgia, where I live, it costs $100. It might be a different price in your state, but it's not going to be that expensive. Next thing you need is a reseller's permit. You can get that in the Department of Revenue website for whatever state you live in. In Georgia, it's free, and in your state, it's going to be cheap or it's going to be free as well. But those are the two things you need to open up a wholesale account with any big name brand out there.
All right, so once you open a wholesale account, what do I got to do on... How do I open up an account? What type of account do I need to pay? How do I open up an account on Amazon in order to sell the stuff there?
Right. So you're gonna create an Amazon seller account with Amazon, and that's going to allow you to sell on their platform. But after that, you're going to want to open up wholesale accounts with these big name brands. And in fact,
how much does the Amazon seller account go for?
It's like $40 a month.
Okay. So you got the LLC.
Right.
That was extremely cheap. You have the
reseller's permit.
The reseller's permit.
Right.
It's and free. Then you got the Amazon,
mm-hmm.
which is $40.
Right. And then you got yourself a business.
So you mean to tell me, now how do I know, like you saying, how do I get my stuff? Where do I only get buy stuff from these places? I got these wholesaler accounts, or can I walk into like anywhere and buy stuff?
Right.
Can
so,
I
walk into? So that's the thing. Like if you're watching this and you got a couple of $1,000 to your name, I recommend just open up a wholesale account and order the product through the phone. And you literally don't even have to leave your house and you can make 10K, 20K, 30K a month on Amazon. Now, if you're working with a couple hundred, you're still not out the game. You can go to your local stores like Marshall's, Ross, TJ Maxx and use the Amazon seller app. They have an in-app barcode scanner and you can scan those products in those stores and type in what the cost is at the store that you're in. And it'll tell you exactly how much profit you'll make on that product once you're selling it on Amazon.
So I could go to, you mean I could go to Ross, right?
Right.
I could scan some, say I'm scanning, it's wintertime coming, I'm scanning blankets. Right. I will scan this blanket through my Amazon app, and once I scan this blanket, it might say the blanket might say, you know, it's wholesale, $24.
Mm-hmm.
The Amazon price would come, or how much I make, how would that work? What do you mean?
Right, so let's say, yeah, you're at the store and the blanket costs $24. It might be selling for $34 on Amazon, and then it'll tell you all the Amazon fees, right? Because Amazon's gonna, you know, they're gonna give you all the customers. They got millions of Prime customers there. They're gonna handle the customers. Over 50% of the U.S. population has an Amazon Prime account.
Okay,
so hundreds of millions of people, right? So yeah, so it's gonna tell you all of the fees. So the fees might be like, let's say Amazon's taking like a percentage. They might take $3 from your order, $4 from your order. So at the end of the day, as long as you're making a good amount of profit, and I consider at least $3-$4 profit per unit, usually it's more, then you're good to go. Because if they got 20, 30, 40 units in the store, you just buy all of them, and then you just had a good day.
So I could do that anywhere.
Anywhere.
So I don't have, basically you're saying if I got $400, I could say, damn man, I'm taking this $400, right. I'm going to just buy little pieces, turn this $400 to $800 and then just keep, and then I should go get, you recommended, then I should go, after I flip my money a couple of times, then I should go get like a
100%
with the wholesaler's account.
100% or get your credit right and now you don't even have to use your own money. Now you're just using the bank's money to flip it.
All right, now.
So if your credit right, you go out and get the LLC, you can use your bank's money. Right?
Yeah, you can get a line of credit and then use that strictly to flip product and you can't go wrong. And here's a play for you guys as well. Like if you're buying a lot of product from a store and if you're actually keeping it at your house and you're, you know, you're packaging it up and everything, you don't have to drop it off at UPS. You can actually go on UPS's website and they do scheduled pickups for free. They'll come to your house and pick up all your shit and ship it out for you.
So, okay, so you...
Hold on, get that number out one more time.
Listen,
man.
Listen, first of all, listen, to get the e-com degree, I'm talking about university.
No, he's giving out the whole course because I know he's they might the not course, understand yeah. what the e-com degree is.
No, but you got to get... But this is where it's at, e-com university.
But I know, but they might not understand what they're getting. You're getting the whole course.
2-hour course.
For free.
He's giving you the game, 2-hour course for free. All you got to do is text Amazon game to 741-21. 741-21. That's all you got to do.
Let me tell you something. If you at the crib, you broke, busted, and disgusted, you on Stressing Me Street, it's your fucking fault. Because this shit right here is easy to do. This shit, you don't got to be no genius. You don't got to fucking... You don't gotta do none of that shit. You don't gotta go graduate from Columbia. You don't gotta do none of that shit. And you could be running your whole operation from the house. Like you niggas sit around and you play fucking Xbox and PlayStation all day. Play that fucking Amazon account like that. That's all I'm gonna tell y'all.
Like if you're broke, Gil nigga, was on the couch.
It's your fault.
Like even if you was on the couch, like Gil ripping somebody's refrigerator apart. Now, I mean, ripping the refrigerator door open, playing the kids' game like Gil was. Like, you could really do something with this shit. It ain't going to take you now. But let me ask you a question. So you got to ship it off, though. You got to create the labels.
Right. So if you're working with, like, only a couple hundred dollars, I recommend you ship it yourself because you're going to make more profit. Amazon takes more fees when they handle it for you. So, like, at the level that I'm doing it, I do what's called FBA, which stands for Fulfillment by Amazon. So let's say, for example, I open up a wholesale account with Fiji and I order 500 units. Fiji's not shipping those 500 units to me. They're actually shipping those units to Amazon's warehouse. Amazon is holding the units for me. And every time that I get an order on Amazon, Amazon is shipping it to my customer. So a lot of times when we shop on Amazon, we're not buying from Amazon and we're not buying from the company we think we're buying from. We're buying from a third-party seller like myself that has a wholesale account with that company that listed that product on Amazon. And Amazon makes their money just from the fulfillment. They take a percentage of every order on the site.
Is the fee strong that they take?
They take 10 to 20%. Which is reasonable for them giving you basically free traffic, right? Absolutely. Most businesses that you have to start, you got to create a website. You got to have inventory, which is going to cost you a couple thousand depending on what you're selling. And then now you have to be good at marketing.
Right.
In this game, you don't have to be good at marketing right. because you're opening up a wholesale account with brands that have millions of customers already. They're already right. in big box retailers. You don't have to create a website. You're selling on Amazon.com,
right.
the number two biggest search engine behind Google.
Right.
And you're just sitting. You know,
right,
you're
so just me, being on Amazon is your marketing,
right? Right.
So if I'm selling a certain type of water, like, or say I'm selling Gatorade, right. and how many people do I got to sell against? Like, it is on Amazon selling Gatorade,
right? So under every Amazon listing, like under the Buy Now button, there's going to be a button that says Other, and then there's going to be a number, and that number is how many other sellers are on that listing. Now, if you keep scrolling down, there's this thing called a sales rank. Every product on Amazon has a sales rank. You can copy that sales rank and then go to a website called Amazon Scout, and they have a free sales estimator there. If you paste the sales rank in that tool, it'll tell you exactly how many units a month that product is selling on Amazon. So then you can just take that number and divide it by how many sellers are on the listing, and you'll know how many sales you're making because Amazon rotates the sales amongst all the sellers.
What do you mean they rotate it?
So let's say, for example, one listing is doing 1,000 units a month. If there's 10 sellers, each seller would be getting 100 units, 100 right. orders a month.
Right.
That's major.
To keep everybody happy.
Right.
And you only paying, no matter what, I got to pay that flat 40%. I mean, that $40 a month for the right. account. And then I got to pay 10 to whatever.
Yeah, 10 to 20% off every single order. It's different depending on which category of the item that you're selling in. But all of that you'll see on Amazon. And when you scan the product, it'll tell you exactly what they'll be taking.
Will, so, you know, your name Will changed lives. When does your life change using Amazon? What was the first thing you did? What was your first big, you know, thing on Amazon? How right. did you get in the game and what did you do?
Right. So when COVID first hit and everybody was freaking out, you know, I decided to put my foot on the gas. So I got into the Amazon game and there were these hazmat suits that were selling like crazy on Amazon. And it was by this company called Tyvek. They're big in like the construction space, industrial space. And I opened up a wholesale account with them, buying those suits for like $5, selling them for $15 to $20 on Amazon.
So that's the whole plastic white suit.
Yeah, it's like the whole suit that they like exterminators wear when they go okay. into. Yeah, so we did over $351,000 in sales in under 25 days just with that one product.
So you was buying them for $5. So how many would you buy? Like a case of them at a time? How many?
Yeah, we were buying all the inventory they had, like thousands of units we were buying.
So,
and I was doing this without my own money. I was using a credit, like a credit card.
Okay. So you could get the everyday products.
Right.
And you can feed your family. You know, you could 5, 10, 15, 20, 30,000 a month. But also a big key to this is understanding the climate of the world and what's coming next. And trying to be one of the first people to jump on what's next.
Right.
That's also a big part right. of
so
the game. Right.
So a big, yes. For example, you know, during, this was like back during COVID as well, patio heaters for some reason were trending.
Yeah.
And you could find them at Home Depot. And each one was selling for $200 profit more on Amazon. And I had a bunch of students making $50K, $100K, $150K off that item because it was a hot item. Now, that item isn't selling anymore, but there's definitely times where items trend more than others.
Right.
And you can run up a bag if you're on top of your shit.
Right.
And, you know, if you get the course by texting that number, then you'll know what once items again, are trending
text,
as well.
Once again, text Amazon Game to 74121. Amazon Game to 74121. He's going to give you everybody that texts the number, they're getting a free course. This course is 2 hours long. He's giving you all the game about getting your LLC, your reseller's permit, your seller's account on Amazon. He's going to give you everything.
Is this the first time that somebody's gave out a free course?
A whole course, two hours. It's like,
I think that's the first
time. Yeah, this the whole program. We usually sell this for like $1,500.
So you're really changing lives, huh?
Yeah, I wanted this $1 million worth of game, right?
Absolutely.
He's coming through and he changed a life. Will, like, his name Will changed lives, but the whole thing is like,
nigga, Gil changed lives too. Don't get it fucked up.
Yeah, he's still your name. You got to watch him, Will. Now, and this whole thing, once again, I'm sitting on the couch. I got $400. I'm going to go take the $40, set up the account, go get my LLC, my what's the name. I still got a little change left, and I'm just going to go to Ross Marshalls and just scan the aisles with the barcode from inside this seller's account. Inside the seller account, that barcode is there.
Right. So if you only got a couple hundred dollars, I would say you don't even need the LLC and reseller's permit, because that's what you'll need to open up the wholesale accounts with the big name brands. But if you're sourcing the product yourself, I would say just save your money. Use all the money that you have. Go to a store like Marshall's, Ollie's, TJ Maxx, Ross, even Costco, Sam's Club, and, you know, just start scanning products using the Amazon seller app, and you're going to find something that's profitable. You know, I tell all of my new students, like, if you're visiting 1 to 2 stores a day and you're scanning 20 to 25 products a day, you're going to find one product each day to make you at least $100, $200, $300 a day. So you don't got to work a 9-to-5 to make that. You know, you can make an easy $3,000 to $5,000 a month, like, not trying hard at all with this Amazon game. Now, if you're a hustler,
if you try hard, that's $10,000.
Yeah, if you're a hustler, that's when you get into the six-figure months
and
above.
And then if you really a hustler, then you're like, okay, I'm making $10,000 a month. Babe, how much you make a month? Quit.
You're going to start scanning, too.
Right. You better be a scanning motherfucker, babe.
Yeah.
All right, you go scan everything. I'm talking about you go to motherfucker Rainbow, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck where you stop at. You scan the motherfucking pretzels over at the Philadelphia Pretzel Company. If them bitches going for 50 cents more, we buying them. And that's the game. Because once you get a woman that's okay, that used to go to a 9-to-5 every day and bust her ass, and she like, wait, all I got to do is be on the internet and go look at places and scan shit all day. You get her on your team, it's over.
It's over.
You get her on your team, it's over. You're gonna be making $10,000 a month. She's gonna be making $40,000 a month.
You go in the store, have the kids on their phone, scan everything.
Now that's facts. My little brother, he's 15 years old. He goes to Costco. He just came up on some smart water. $5 profit each item. He had a whole pallet. He's doing like $1,000 a month right now. 15 years old. I actually have another. There's a couple. And they're doing like $50,000 a month on Amazon, and they source products together. They just tag team stores.
This thing about if you got a big family, is you, your woman, and 4 kids. Now the kid's only job is to go to school, and you're professional goddamn scanners. Mm-hmm. Scan.
Yeah, and this is scalable and sustainable too. Like if you find a product in store, like you don't always got to be scanning. Like if you find a product and you know that it's profitable, now that's when you go to the crib, you go online, you go to that website, and you open up a wholesale account with them. So now you can just order over the phone directly from the brand. Mm. You might get the product even cheaper.
All right, now, how was it again? Repeat that when you said that you can have this stuff stored in Amazon. One of the warehouses.
Right, so that's the FBA process. So FBA stands for Fulfillment by Amazon. So basically, let's say if you had a wholesale account with Fiji and you ordered 1,000 units from them, when you list it on Amazon, you just tell Amazon you're trying to do FBA, and they'll give you the address to give to Fiji or whatever company it is that you're working with, and then that company will ship it to that Amazon warehouse. When that product gets to that Amazon warehouse, Amazon lets you know. And then you're just sitting back and you're just waiting for the units to sell. Each unit that sells, Amazon ships it to your customer with prime shipping, and then they pay you out.
How often do you get paid by Amazon? Every day or every
day? So when you first make an account, it's every 2 weeks. After you've had an account for a couple months, they start doing daily payouts.
That's beautiful.
So they just hit every day. You got how many products is you selling now on Amazon?
So yeah, we sell anywhere between like 30 to 50 products. Right, I'm actually partnered with a lot of my students too. Mm-hmm. So
give out that number one more time, man.
Listen, man, right now what you need to do is you need to text Amazon Game to 74121, 74121, and listen, everybody that texts that number, they're getting a free 2-hour course from Will Change Lives, because that's what Will doing. Right. He out here changing lives. He's going to change your life. Listen, get this Amazon Game. Again, text Amazon Game to 74121, and Will going to change your life, because he already changed people's lives.
That right there was the episode of Business Spotlight with Wallow 267. Gil Change Lives and Will Change Lives.
He just stole that man's name, and it's just like that.
Right.
You said some shit. You said, you know, things these days is about, you know, dating and relationships is about compliments, designer shit, and food. Man. Why you say that? Compliments, designer shit, and food. Why?
Instagram, man. That's all you see. That's all you see is like, buy me this, buy me that, fly me here, fly me there, feed me this, feed me that.
Damn.
That's all it be type shit. But I mean, I feel like to an extent, it's probably always been that way since the beginning of time.
No,
but,
it's
but,
not.
But now, but now I feel like the exchange ain't the same. See, I feel like back in them days, a chick would want that shit from a nigga she actually love or care about, and then be willing to like
yes.
deal with the nigga and put up with all of his shit, and you feel me? And they build that together, really loving and holding the house down and shit in exchange for like the food, the clothes, the meals, all that. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, don't want to eat five star and don't even want to cook for a nigga. How that work?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? How that work?
And I'll be like, some of these women don't be knowing they stats. Yeah. You motherfuckers be talking about, yeah, I got to be flown out. You got to be flown. Baby, you a GHB. You a Greyhound, bitch. What is you talking about? Flown out.
They got Greyhounds still?
Yeah, fuck is wrong with you. You jump on the puppy, baby.
Ain't nobody.
With the dog on the side.
Yo, the chick jump on that Greyhound.
No, listen.
You ever put, listen.
No, listen. Because you be having raggedy schmaggedies talking, like, Instagram is fucked up. Instagram gave a voice to the to a lot of motherfuckers who don't deserve to have a voice, man. I'm just keeping it real, man. I'm just keeping it real. Niggas are coming, the comments, they disrespect you for no reason.
Listen, man, these chicks who like, they'll hit you to hang out. One, mind you minding your business, doing whatever the fuck you doing, wasn't even thinking about shorty. She'll hit you to hang out, say, what you doing? You say, I'm doing number one, boom. Can I pull up on you? Yeah, cool, come through. Meet me here, whatever. Can you call me a car? I even hit you. I didn't even ask you to hang out. I was minding my business. I gotta call you a car to come meet me. Look, and then even if that was the case, right? Even if it's like, you know what, I fuck with shorty, she is cool. You know what? She hit me to kick it. I like her company. I'll call her a car. You feel me? She come kick it. And then when she get there, she'll get on your fucking nerves. It's like it ain't even like you gonna come around. You feel me? Before I even hit you, it ain't even like you gonna come around and I'm paying for the car and all this and that, and you just cooling. Like, you'll be opinionated on shit and have fucking, like...
Want to argue with shit? Fuck
bro,
the vibe.
I'm like...
Argue like, with the waiter?
That's a waste of a day. That's a waste of a day, bro. You're like, you, now energy. You wasting my time. Like, yeah. This is time I really could have been spending doing some other shit because I didn't even ask to see you. You get what I'm saying?
You big on energy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
How the fuck you going to hit me? And I got to spend money. And when you come around, you just not cooling and quiet and shit. Like, that's just too much now. It was already too much when I had to pay for the car and I wasn't even expecting to see you today. Now on top of that shit, you gonna blow me too?
You like, damn.
And he ain't talking about blowing him the right way. He talking about like blow his shit.
The single life is treating you good? Or it's the ups and downs of that shit?
I mean, ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? But I think the thing about the single shit that I like is not having like the emotional responsibility to like do the most.
When
shit.
You speak on emotional responsibility.
When you're in a relationship, you know if your girl go to sleep upset, that's your fault. You know what I'm saying?
Who the fuck is not?
Nah, no, he not. Is. That's your responsibility to an extent. Like she can't, or is she upset about some shit? That's cool, whatever. Da, da, da. But like, nigga, that's your job to make sure she good at the end of the day because she holding your shit down.
No. Let me tell you something. It's been plenty of nights. Toot don't want to sleep with a motherfucking attitude, and guess what I was doing. Watching Sports Center.
No, but you there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, I wasn't there.
But that's what I'm
she
saying. Was, but
she right here in the bed is like she not even there. You got a little funky ass too.
Emotional responsibility meaning whether she upset or not, you laying there next to her because that's your wife.
No. I was sitting in my chair. You know, I got an old head chair.
you there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you in the house. You there?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You present.
Yeah, but
the emotional responsibility.
A lot of women don't say that because a lot of women say you be present but don't be present. Cause you know that shit. Mm-hmm. Oh damn, you here, but you're not here with me. So
right. That
don't always. You're not always physical. Cause you they should get right. More.
But either or, whether she upset or not, you're gonna see tomorrow. You're gonna see the day after. You're gonna see her.
You're gonna see her.
Versus
yeah.
Like it be like not having a responsibility, meaning shorty get mad a little too easy. I'm out and I'm not coming back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. That's like the responsibility part.
Yeah, cause for me it's like okay, you got a little funky ass too. Okay, you know what it is too. It depends on if I'm wrong or not.
Yeah.
If I feel like I'm right, you can have a motherfucker attitude for 6 months.
Agree to disagree.
Around this hell motherfucker. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'm never tapping out when I'm right. You got me fucked up. That's a weak nigga right there. And it's a lot of you niggas that's weaker than a motherfucker. As soon as your bitch get the, but then, all right, babe. If I'm right, Shit, I'll flip the dining room motherfucking table over. You got me fucked up.
And you gotta buy a new dining room table.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Oh no, we go right to our people.
Fuck wrong with you. Let me tell you something. That's where a lot of niggas go wrong at in relationships.
Oh, you can't just give it to her just because she's crying. Yeah. Shit, right. She, you can't just give it to her because
she's crying. As soon as she gets mad and she tap out, you want to, all right, babe. You know what I mean? Niggas say that, all right, babe. Be dead right. They talk about, all right, babe. I don't want to argue, babe. I want to fucking argue. I'm fucking right.
All the smoke.
I want all the motherfucking smoke. We can argue for 4 fucking hours in this joint because I ain't never tapping the fuck out.
It'd be fucked up, though, because I got a bad memory, right? So, like, I could be fucking with a chick if she say I did some shit, and I might have did it and don't fucking remember, but I might not have did it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, sometimes I'd be having to take the L just because. It's like, damn, I know my memory bad as fuck. I've been busy. Fuck it, you got it. I don't care.
No, she hit you with too many motherfucking details. You be like, I ain't do that shit. Yes, you did. That was the night you had on the motherfucking slate chuck. What the fuck? And you like, oh, shit, I did have that shit on. I did remember. They fuck you up with the details. That's when you got to stand there.
The whole time I thought I was writing shit. So you like, nah, nigga, this was the night that you was there. This is what you had on. And so I'm like, fuck. Damn, you right. You got it.
You got me. Yeah, but a lot of niggas, man, you got to learn how to stand ground, man. A lot of niggas be, because let me tell you something. A lot of niggas be in relationships with women they don't deserve. You don't even know how to be a man to a relationship because you were just so happy to get her. Now you were so happy to get this woman that now you're the bitch in the relationship.
You fighting above your weight class.
Right.
Fighting above your weight class. Break that down.
Fighting above your weight class is like, shorty bad, you don't got no business being with her. You don't got the paper to, you feel me, give her the shit that she always said that she want and need. Or this,
so bottom line is always about the paper.
It should always be about the paper, even if it ain't about relationships.
Let me ask you a question, both of y'all. Do love work without money?
Yes. Yeah. If you got a genuine woman who love you for who you blessed to be and not because you blessed her with a fee.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that like that. When I say do love work without money, if you JBM, you just barely making it, right? You in a relationship. Now, you know you got to take out to eat. You got to buy shit, whatever. That's dating, regular dating. Do love work without money? I'm saying, like, you got to be making, like, even being in a relationship, you got to be getting some bread.
No, what happens in life a lot of times is the women be in position faster than the men. Mm-hmm. Because niggas go to school, they graduate from high school, they don't know what they want to do, they don't know if they want to go to college, they don't know if they want to dibble and dabble in the streets, they don't know if they want to do they rap shit. Women go to school,
they come up,
and then they graduate, and then they go to work.
Yep.
So she'll be working at this bank over here, making, it ain't no crazy money, but she making enough to survive. And she like this nigga right here because it's not about money at 18 and 19 years old. She like this nigga right here because he's cute. Oh, I like him. We got some good looking kids together. So he'll come. He'll be staying with her. He'll drop her off at work. She'll give him some money. He put gas in the car. You know. So a lot of times, and she really love this nigga. This nigga ain't got shit, but she believe in the dream that he got. Yeah, I'm rapping. Yeah, I'm doing this. I'm trying to come up. He ain't got shit.
Like Tootie.
But she will jump in front of an Amtrak fucking train for this nigga.
That's like Tootie, because you ain't had nothing going on. You just
was had something going on.
No, you was a fucking, he was an independent amateur rapper that didn't have, listen, he ain't had no hits on the radio. He was fucked up. Tootie was she was big in Victoria's Secret, right? Like she, yeah, because he ain't make nothing happen. You still amateur. You're not in the big league, so you're amateur. So listen. What was Tootie like? She was something big in Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, district manager.
She was making a bunch of money in Victoria's Secret. You know what I'm saying? Like, he couldn't buy no lingerie, so she used to get stuff. Tootie used to get lingerie from Victoria's Secret on discount on the low.
She did. She still got that shit. Tons of that shit.
You know what I'm saying? So you didn't buy none of it. So you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, he was like a B-minus rapper, independent amateur, and Tootie was taking care of him. He was a loser.
Why you keep grading this man like
that? No, because he was a loser. You're independent. You're real independent. You're on the Billboard chart. He wasn't on no charts. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so at the end of the day, shout out to Tootie. Tootie, you's a real one. You held him down when he was broke. He didn't have shit. I'm telling you, you was paying for the dinners and all that
shout
shit.
Shout out to my backbone. You know what I mean? Paid for dinners.
She bought the wedding ring.
Let me tell you something. When we first went to dinner the first time, I made her pay for it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then when we got to the car, I gave her money back. I said I had to make sure you wasn't fucked up. You know what I mean? I can't be fucking out here fucking with nobody fucked up.
You ever make a chick pay for dinner?
No, I wouldn't make her. I mean, but I also am not broke. So it's like
I wasn't broke.
I'm talking about when you was broke. You were sleeping on the floor, man.
No, I wasn't. I was still paying. If I ask you, because it don't matter who, like, if I ask you to come kick it with me, I'll pay.
I got you, yeah.
It don't matter.
But if she asks you, she got to pay?
If I don't like her, maybe. But like, if she asks me to kick it and I don't really like her like that, then she'll probably pay. I would never ask, though. I would never ask a woman to pay.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to.
Let me tell you something. Let me give you some game real quick, Brent, right? See, when I got my wife, right, we went to the Hard Shell Cafe, right? It was our first date.
That was the joint downtown?
Yeah,
down we on did a double date there back in the day.
Yeah, we did. Down on Night of the Market. Yeah,
garlic lobster and all that.
I used to let him warm my bitches up before I fucked them. So he like suck the titties or something. Yeah, gatherer. He was a gatherer, right?
Gatherer. Shout out to all the gatherers out there. For y'all don't know, break what a gatherer is in the entourage.
The gatherer is the one that goes around the spot and round up the women to come. To wherever we're going to later on.
Okay. There's a lot of gatherers out there, mm-hmm. man. Different crews. But go ahead, break it down. You took it to the Hard Shell.
Yeah, I took it to the Hard Shell.
You eat the garlic lobster I used to get.
Nah, I ain't eat none of that shit, right? So, after we eat, I say, we're going to take care of that bill for me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, take care of that bill for me, right? And she did it with no problem. She was like, all right. Because if you can't spend $150... on a motherfucking meal, then you don't even deserve to be fucking with a nigga like me, baby. You busted and disgusted. You tangled and twisted. You got to get your motherfucking life in order because your life is not in order. So then when she spent that motherfucking 150 and I let her think this is what she's doing. We got to the car. Nigga gave her 400. Huh, baby, take that.
Gave it right
appreciate
back.
You fucking right because I just had to see where you was at. I can't be out here. You fucking with a nigga like me. What if something happened to me? You can't even have my back because you ain't got $150 for a motherfucking meal. I know goddamn well you ain't sending me $30 on commissary. So I can't be out here fucking with you. I'm out here in these streets for real, baby. I like it, but I got to figure out if you a piece of pussy or you a smash and dash. You ejaculate and evacuate. You feel me? And that's how what I was figuring out. And when she took that motherfucking tab like it was nothing, I said, okay.
So had you done that prior to that date? Were you trying to pay for the date and it didn't go right?
No, because usually I want the motherfuckers that I picked, they wasn't really busted and disgusted. You could tell by a motherfucker hair that, you know, she ain't need no Paul Mitchell products and shit. Her shit had bounce and shit, you know. When a bitch shit bad at the roots, that let you know a bitch don't even take care of hair good, man. I can't fuck your roots fucked up. You know what I mean? See, I look at different shit. I look at a woman's feet. You know what I'm saying?
I look at the feet.
Yeah, bitch, your feet look like you ride four-wheelers with Meek Mills and O'Malley in them, bitch. I can't deal with you.
That's maintenance Chino. Right there.
Right.
That's maintenance. If you see her and the feet look good, that means everything else look good. Because this is what she walk on. If that shit is put together, she a bad bitch.
And I like, my motherfucking wife's feet look like she laid in a baby crib that she was 23. Like, she took her first steps at 23. So, I was like, yeah, you feel me? I need that. You on your job. You got good credit. See, niggas be out here looking at women for all the wrong reasons. Oh, you got a pretty face and a fat ass. But you ain't got nothing going on for you. You live in a low ass efficiency in your motherfucking bedroom and your stove in the same room. And you never clean up.
That's a nice little apartment. That's a nice little gift.
Bitch got cans of soup.
That's like a cell.
Motherfucking half filled upgrade Pepsis. From a cell. Bitch got potato chips bags, everything on the floor. But she got a fat ass and a pretty face. That's the type of shit niggas be going
I'm
for.
I'm going to keep it high with you. You know the shit that changed my perspective that I started looking at in a woman that I never used to look at?
What?
How other women receive her. That started to be like my new like. I started to peak that shit.
But
like,
you gotta wait because a woman will receive other women because she's a bad bitch and she on Instagram.
It ain't like that though. It's like an energy thing, right? It's an alpha thing. It's like a chick you bring around, right? Super bad. Every nigga in the world thinks she bad. You feel me? Big titties, fat ass, pretty face, all of them things. But like, other women don't like gravitate towards her. she don't really have nothing about her that's friendly or warming or anything in her spirit that make other women want to be
you
around.
You always say that.
So
I'm like, a bad motherfucker,
so,
man.
So you see her, she might tense up when another bitch come around. And the other bitch might not physically be as pretty as her, but she just more powerful than her.
Yeah.
So because of that, I started being more attracted to, like, the energy. I like the chick that could, you feel me, like, make the room revolve around her. That shit is like...
Oh, bring good energy in the room when she come in the space.
Well, she come around and for whatever reason, chick's not jealous of her. They just want to do shit for her. So it'd be a certain chick, you bring her in the section, and Jones be like, why he got this bitch just on the jealous shit? Then there's one, she'll come into the section, and I would just be, do you guys need anything? Do you guys want some drinks? Do you guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just
because like that.
It's something about her that make women want to be cool with her type shit. I like that shit.
And I'm going to tell a story. He had one female that he was dealing with, right? She was from out of town, a different part of, you know, far away from out of town, too. She flew and was fucking with him. You know, we went to an event. This woman walked in there. She didn't know no fucking body in this event.
Nobody.
She was in there talking to everybody.
All now, the women left me.
She was in there. Yeah, she over there. She smiled. I said, cuz, that's the type of female you need in your life right there. Now, I don't know what he did because he fucked it up, but
She was from Kansas City.
I told him, I said, bro, you see how...
No, I took her to somewhere else.
It's no insecurities.
Listen.
And it was some bad motherfuckers in this joint.
But they just like her.
But you know what's crazy about it?
The energy.
Her energy.
I took her somewhere else. It was another event I had to go speak at. She did the same thing. And let me tell you something about this motherfucker. This motherfucker is bad. Mm. No add-ons bad.
Right.
And it was just...
It ain't the same.
I'm talking about she lit the room up. He was like, damn, cuz, you know them? I'm like, no, she don't. She ain't know nobody in there connected crazy, with everybody in there. Great energy.
She probably got a really nice smile, smell good. Good, you know, person. What I'm saying?
Laugh all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is able to communicate. That's somebody where she'll elevate your life type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't really so much like for me as I got older, it ain't about the physical attraction. It ain't about, it's like, how do people receive this woman? Like, how is she respected when she moves into a space? Like, I fuck with shorty. I can just sit back in the cut and she goddamn, like, it's just the shit. She just absolutely. The shit when she walk in this motherfucker. Like, because that's the shit I like.
She's not facing no insecurities. She's not worrying about her looking better than me, her having
shit.
This on, me not having such and
she
such
was, she,
on.
She wasn't worried about who the people, the other women that was in there taking pictures with me, kicking with me. She wasn't on none of that shit.
And look, Instagram not going to show you that shit. That's like when you start to kick it with her in person. That's some real in-person shit. It don't matter how fine you is. Don't matter... You feel me? How you did your makeup? That shit don't mean nothing. When you come around and your energy just don't attract nobody. It's like you I could get more women in this space by myself. You fucking my shit up now.
Yeah.
Now it's like if I bring you to the spot and I kick it with you and shorty she cute, but it's like for whatever reason women just don't like her energy. Now like my section dry as fuck because you didn't, something about you is just making these joints not want to come over here.
Right.
So I would have done better by my fucking self than having your ass right next to me.
Right.
Versus one that come around and she make the party more active than it would have been had she not come.
Right.
That's the one.
Right. And what made it even crazier is that she was dressed down. Everybody else was dressed up.
It ain't about that.
So she's coming to a place where she don't know nobody and she might have got on some little jeans, a pair of Air Force Ones or something. And she like... You didn't even tell me everybody was going to be dressed. Automatically, 6 out of 10 girls is going to feel out of place just because everybody's dressed and she's not. No, she come right in. She don't give a fuck. Hey, how y'all doing? I told him. I said, that's a good one for you, but, you know, that up. So.
Them the ones, bro.
But listen, man, let's talk about your music, man.
Oh, before you go. Look at this, bro.
Bad.
No add-ons.
Yeah, you fucked that up. We don't want to hear about that. He's showing us old bitches, man. He bragging about his old bitches. Oh, look at that. Oh, I miss her. Get the fuck out of here. You should have called the nigga. You fucked up, man.
Crazy. It was crazy, man. It was just wild.
How you fuck it up, Wallo?
It was just lack of communication. Just me running around. She lived in Kansas City.
So did you for real fuck it up, or you fucked it up for that time?
No. We you know, it ain't like that. She, you know, call anytime, kick it with her.
Oh, so yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, still on the table.
Like it was like it just was on the tip. Like, I just was running and I was on my grind. You know what I'm saying? I was on my grind, and it just was like you know, when you in your grind like me, I'm one of them dudes like this, Brent. I got to secure my finances because if I don't win, you know, I got to take care of my family, taking care of people. So it's like I'd lock in some time and I you know, I'm putting that first. You know, I'm putting that before everything. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, we out here living in a time where women want to be in competition with your dreams. And I'm not saying that was the case with her, but I wasn't even going to let it get that far. But, you know, it is what it is. But go ahead.
Competition with your dreams. I like that.
No, motherfuckers be in competition. In this day and game with the gram, you know, a chick could tell you better chase me like you chase your money. That's not happening, baby. You got life fucked up. Not me. Not Wallow 267, a.k.a. Wallace Peebles. That would never happen.
But you know they just be testing a nigga when they say
they ain't
shit.
Testing me. Test somebody else. Go to school and take a test, baby. You ain't gonna do that shit with me. Because it's not happening with me. All that, oh yeah, no,
cause,
baby girl.
Because a real woman don't even want that. Yeah. That ain't, you know, they just be saying that shit.
I mean, motherfucker, want a motherfucker to come up and then fall back and chill. No, I'm not laying up nowhere with nobody. I'm going to get this paper. Give. We got the flight coming. Yeah. We on a flight tomorrow morning. We got to go handle this business.
Right.
I mean, you see what's going on. We me and Ty was talking about 7 in the morning. You know what I mean? We up early in the morning to get this shit done. I'm not going to be in no situation where a person questioning me, babe, why you, fuck you mean? Why what? The first time you say why, this and the third, when it comes to my business, you're done. It's over.
Bullshit. It's like I've been chasing this shit. I don't play that shit. Even got here,
man, I had to do 20 years in prison, come home, put my ground, do all the research in jail, come home, put my grind down. You think I'm slowing up for you? No, we ain't on the same time. If you even going to insinuate some shit like that, like we need more time. We going to have time.
You ever watch that Love at the Lockup show?
No, I ain't see that, John. They got a John.
Bro, they got this show about these niggas that get into relationships with women after, like, doing long stints in prison type shit.
Do that shit ever work?
Bruh, no, never. And none of the relationships that shit work, not in the ones I seen, that shit be like, them motherfuckers get out and they like, listen, man, I ain't even been outside. Like, I guess they was writing on the inside and shit. Yeah. It was like, yeah, you prison. I'm finna be with you.
Oh, that's that prison talk.
Bro, they fucking pal. Get out. Them motherfuckers stay for a week and a half. Be like, I'm about this bitch.
See, what's different between me? I didn't come home into nobody that did no bit with me. I came home dolo.
You're lying. You had the 63-year-old.
He keep lying on me.
Sending you that money.
He keep lying on me.
You blazed her a couple times.
He lying on me.
She took him, though. He pin pal the shit out of 60-something-year-old woman. And that motherfucker, she was.
He lied on me.
She was. She socked it to that nigga books every motherfucking week. That nigga came home and fucked the level off that old ass lady.
Like me,
you older than that though.
Hey, like me, he lying. You like older me, than like that. Me, like me, Brett. I love my independence. I love my independence to be able to get up and do what I need to do. You know what I mean? Not saying I want a child. You know what I mean? I mean, probably marriage, but it's like right now I got to get this. I got to go get it while it's here. Because guess what, Brett? We're not going to be hot forever. Motherfuckers don't understand that. Me and Gil, we talk about real shit when we talking about our business. Like, we not, so you got to go get it right now. You know what I mean? Is it going to be a possibility that I might miss out on some good love, some real love? Yeah. But one thing about it, as long as you got life, you got a shot. You know what I'm saying? So long as I'm here, it's always going to be opportunities for me. And that's how I look at that shit. But I ain't slowing my shit down for nobody.
You got to make a choice, man. It's either like, especially when it's a different type of bag that you trying to get, different type of paper you chasing, like it's certain time that you're not gonna have to do that. Like,
I'm,
all that shit.
I'm playing for hundreds of millions and billions. I ain't playing for no motherfucking punk money. So we not this is brand. We not playing for no punk money. So the shit I got to do and where I got to be at, and I'm not explaining shit to nobody. That's just me. And if you want to come into my life, you gonna enjoy some nice things. We are gonna have some good times, some good vibes. We gonna eat good. We gonna live good. We gonna shop. But you're not slowing my shit down. That's dead. You know what I mean?
You toxic.
Oh, yeah, I'm toxic. Oh, yeah, my fault. I'm toxic because you can't. A motherfucker can't take advantage of my time and my energy. Mm-hmm. I'm toxic motherfucker then. But you're not slowing this shit up. You know? And that's what it's about, man. But, you know, you got that, you know, wasteland out. You know what I mean?
Wasteland is out.
You know what I mean? And you doing it up. You out here killing them. You know what I mean? By the time they see this, you be gone. But how that Four Seasons Philadelphia view treating you?
It's just smooth as fuck, bro. I ain't gonna hold
you. But it's smooth, but you by yourself. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing in there with you.
He had like, something in there.
You
trust me.
He ain't had nothing in there.
Nah, not shit. I got here late as fuck, and then came here mad early. But by the end of the night, yes.
But I probably had something. But do you think is Philadelphia Four Seasons view going to inspire a new song?
Hell yeah, that shit, bro. I ain't even. And I seen a lot of Four Seasons, bro. That's one of them ones.
Yeah.
There's like a couple. Four Seasons is like a couple of them. It's that one. It's New Orleans. The one in New York, fine. Like, it's like a couple.
But the view, like, you could do a video on the elevator in the Four Seasons, just going up the elevator and seeing the scenery.
Yeah, it's like that. That's only different.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But listen, man, the album out right now, Wasteland, man, is still out there. You know, my favorite song is All Mines and Jackie Brown. I'll be riding in a spaceship on an E-Way doing 200, you know what I mean, the 63. Just doing what I do, man. That's what it is. Spaceship. I mean, I'm going to be playing that song probably later on this year. The Lambo, Aventador. You know what I mean? Because it set the scenery. Aventador mines. Aventador my situation. Lamborghini low is getting activated. It's loading up right now. Newsflash. But, you know, it's just a lifestyle. It's just a lifestyle,
they
man.
They came home 5 years ago, 6 years ago, man. It's just a lifestyle. They got like 9 cars.
It's just a lifestyle, baby.
Nigga doing it, man.
New mansion with the glass, the whole glass. I'm talking about the glass garage. It's glass.
Oh, fuck that, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, fuck that.
I'm just saying.
You're going to have so much money next year, nigga. New mansion, nigga. Motherfucking fish tank in the floor, nigga. I walk on shit. The dolphins, nigga. I got dolphins and shit in the floor.
You know
nigga.
What's so crazy? He knows
some shit, though. You got a fish tank in the floor, you walking on dolphins and shit.
Whatever happened to the aquarium? Remember that used to be the shit? Like,
no, they got one. They got one.
The aquarium, they got the crib, that was like the thing.
Yeah, but damn, people don't have them no more. But you did. I'm going to bring that shit back. I'm going to have it on the floor, though. Because.
Remember, he took his first date to medieval times.
So he know. This dude right here.
He was letting bitches know back then.
I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say this. Cuz threw me one alley hoop. Because he always looking at houses and all that. He sent me one house that stopped me. It's in Jersey. He said, yo, this is your shit. He sent it to me. I said, oh, my God. Because my shit is more modern, like museum, some sleek shit. I like sleek, minimalist shit. This joint was, and I like black houses. So what I'm designing and what I want, you know, it is going to be crazy, man. And I got with this one designer out in Beaumont, Texas. And she was like, I could do this. She was designing shit for me. It was like, my shit going to be space age. Oh, yeah. That's it. It's going to be, you're just going to see all just the machines in there, the Lambo, the porch. That's all it's going to be in there, shit like that.
That shit
going to
be nuts.
Yeah, I'm not paying turbo.
Terrible.
I'm living my life, man. Like I'm leaving like on some real shit, man. My life, I don't know what it is. Like, this is the greatest year of my life, and my shit came alive. And I'm just out here with, I'm leaving all this shit on earth because I ain't going to be here forever. But I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. You know what I mean? Whoever's a part of that with me, we're going to have a great time. You know what I mean? And if you ain't a part of it, ain't more, you know, more power to you, much success to you, even if you wish me the opposite. But it's like, I'm just out here living my life, man, because I ain't going to be here forever. And when that switch hit on in my mind and I ain't going to be here forever, I said, oh, yeah, I'm turning it the fuck up. Game time. Yeah. And that's what we doing.
So, man, we want to appreciate you, man, for coming through Wasteland. Out now.
I had to, man.
Go stream that. Go get that. Go purchase that. Go TikTok that. Go Instagram that. Go Twitter that. Tell everybody about that. This is real independence. This is Brent. And it's just like that.
Right.